just recently, the Arkansas Department of Education Board voted to scrap the rules that govern standards for accreditation of the state's public schools and school districts. The type of curriculum each school offers is part of those rules, all of which have been rewritten. Schools will no longer be required to offer certain courses. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek reports, journalism is one of them.
Justin Turner is a journalism teacher at Sheridan High School, where he's worked for the last 10 years.
That's the first thing I make my kids learn. They memorize the First Amendment. That's the first week of school we memorize the First Amendment.
Here's what it says. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Turner is also the new Arkansas State Director for the National Journalism Education Association. He says he found out about the Arkansas Board of Education's plans to vote on an overhaul of the rules governing the standards for accreditation of public schools and school districts just a few days before the special board meeting.
We knew nothing of it. There was no talk of it that I knew of, at least. We thought everything was staying the same. And then out of nowhere came this push, and here we are today.
As of this month, Turner says Arkansas public high schools are no longer required to offer journalism as an elective.
To think that there are schools where that won't be the case anymore, where they won't even have the opportunity to take that class, is heartbreaking to me, because it changes the lives of kids. And I hate to see Arkansas kind of be short-sighted in what they've decided to do.
The Education Department Board voted to approve the rules on May 30th. And about 2 weeks ago, the Arkansas Legislative Council voted to endorse the new curriculum.
For lack of a better term, it's the skeleton crew for the entire legislature. They can act on behalf of the legislature when we're not in session.
That's Arkansas State Senator Bart Hester, a Republican for District 1 in Benton County. He's one of the 25 legislators on the Arkansas Legislative Council who voted to approve the changes.
You know, the last time these were overhauled, then Governor Bill Clinton was in charge, and he had tasked his wife Hillary Rodham Clinton to write these rules. And so that's some people may say, well, that's a political talking point right now, but really it just talks about how long it's been since we've looked at rules. And regardless of which side of the aisle you're on, you can agree that every 30 or 40 years we should look at how we're doing things.
Hester says the standards and accreditation overhaul is about giving school districts more flexibility, especially the smaller ones, he adds, which don't always have as many resources.
We as legislators, we hear from our superintendents a lot, and there's two things we hear from them. Number one, by far and away, is money. We need more money, always more money. When we have seen in Arkansas that money is clearly not the answer. We fund more than most states and perform less. Right. So the next most important thing they talk about is too many mandates and requirements on them, that we don't allow them to manage their schools. We do it from a state level. So this whole deal with the Department of Education is giving more rights to allowing the local school districts to make more decisions.
That approach worries legislators like Arkansas State Representative Greg Letting, a Democrat from Fayetteville.
I understand that not every district has the same resources with which to work, right? But we also decide what is important, what are we going to require. We want certain experiences to be consistent in every school. If you really are interested in a career in journalism, but you live in a small town in Arkansas, you shouldn't be denied that opportunity, right?
Letting was one of the 14 lawmakers on the Arkansas Legislative Council who voted to keep the journalism requirement.
You look at the coding courses that the governor put in place when he took office. We decided that coding was important enough that it be taught everywhere. We don't think that everybody's going to go into a career in coding, but there are so many other lessons that can be learned from that kind of curriculum.
Representatives from the Arkansas Press Association were ready to bring up the impact of journalism on overall student outcomes before the Legislative Council's vote on June 15th, but reported there was no opportunity for public comment. The study they were planning to reference was released in 2008 by the Newspaper Association of America Foundation. The findings were based on high school GPAs and ACT performances of more than 31,000 students who went to colleges and universities in all 50 states. Of those surveyed, 20% had been part of the staffs of their high school newspapers or yearbooks. The study found students with journalism experience ended up with higher high school GPAs, ACT scores, and higher GPAs during their freshman years of college. Justin Turner, the journalism teacher at Sheridan High, says that should be reason enough to continue mandating the course.
So the research is there saying this is not only good for us as a democracy, but this is good for us in terms of student success in other classes. And the idea that we're not offering that class anymore, not requiring the state to offer that class anymore, blows my mind.
Turner says he's also seen the research play out right in front of him as he recalls this moment in his yearbook class.
And I said, Hannah, I want you to go out. I want you to find a story, a kid with an interesting story to tell. And she was a smart young lady, but she wasn't really self-assured. She wasn't super confident. She went out and she found a story of a young man who happened to be gay. And so she wrote the story, and it was a solid story. We went to publish it, and the school actually censored her. It made news. We actually ended up on CNN at one point. It was crazy.
That young lady was Hannah Bruner. And in 2014, she wrote a yearbook profile about a fellow student's account of coming out as gay. Sheridan High School then decided to pull all 7 student profiles from its yearbook. Turner says he watched Bruner take charge of the situation.
In those weeks that we were going through that, I saw a young lady who, before having this experience, would never have spoken up for herself. And to see her kind of know her rights, know the laws that guaranteed her right to say what she wanted to say, and to see her rise to the occasion was just so inspiring.
Turner says journalism courses also teach students to have conversations with other people.
You know, you hear older people especially complain about kids and texting and, you know, technology. Forcing kids to go out and interview their peers or interview adults and learning how to look someone in the eye and shake their hand, those interpersonal skills are not something that we can test, but those are the skills that make people successful when they enter the real world.
Turner says it also makes students more aware of the world around them and the decisions that are being made in faraway places that could impact them. And in the current political and media landscape, Turner says that also promotes news literacy at a young age.
Journalism teaches kids how to view news critically, how to avoid bias. And if they can do that in their own stories for me, they can do that when they're consuming news. So I think it makes them better citizens. And I don't know of any other class that helps kids look through the news and see what's worth listening to and what's not. And right now, especially, we need so much more of that.
Turner believes the current political and media landscape that he's been teaching his students about is also what led to the education boards and legislative council's decisions in the last few weeks.
I have no proof of that, but in my heart of hearts, I truly believe it's tied to the national rhetoric that we're witnessing as a country.
But Turner says he hopes legislators will see that having journalism in schools is a good thing for everybody.
I think if you are looking at it objectively, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, I think you recognize that good journalism is important. I think if you think it's bad today, you should want to help it get better. And I think if you think it's great today, you should want to maintain that.
And Turner believes every student in every school district should have the opportunity to take the same courses regardless of the district's size.
Arkansas has been on the forefront of this kind of stuff. There are other states, obviously, that have journalism classes. Not many required schools to offer it and recognize that this is an important pillar of democracy. And so this is really a brand new assault. This is an assault I have not witnessed in my lifetime.
But Senator Bart Hester says journalism classes aren't going anywhere in the majority of Arkansas schools.
I think what you're going to see in the very rural, smaller schools where they're having one or two kids take these classes, that maybe they offer it every other year, every third year, or something like that. I don't think we're going to see our kids not have the opportunity.
Representative Greg Letting says he isn't so sure.
We want a vibrant, healthy, robust press. This just seems like a blow to that. This is going to potentially limit the number of Arkansans who are going on to careers in journalism, limiting the number of Arkansans who are going to go on to report the stories that shape our world.
Letting says there was bipartisan support on the legislative council for keeping journalism courses as a requirement.
Representative Mark Lowry, a Republican from Maumelle, was the first to speak up and kind of lead the charge to try and pull this rule out for a separate vote, or at least delay a decision so that we could talk about it more, since a number of legislators made it clear that they hadn't heard about this change coming until that morning.
Lowry was joined by Republican Representatives Gary Duffenbow of Van Buren and Kim Hammer of Benton, as well as Republican Senators Ron Caldwell of Wynn, Jim Hickey of Texarkana, and Terry Rice of Waldron. And Letting says there's already discussion happening about legislation that would aim to overturn the Board of Education decision during next year's legislative session.
I couldn't speak to its chances right now. A lot depends on who gets elected in November. And since obviously the legislature, or at least a portion of it, just signed off on getting rid of it, convincing enough lawmakers to bring it back might be tough, but I do expect that we'll revisit this.
Hester says that goes for other governing bodies as well.
If you feel strongly about something, you control it ultimately, right? You control who's on that school board. The school board controls who the superintendent is, who helps control what the curriculum is at that school. If you feel strongly about an issue that you need to be offering journalism, I would contact your school. If they're not, I would start contacting your local school board members who you vote on, and you can certainly replace.
And teacher Justin Turner encourages parents and students who are worried about what the votes made this month mean for the future to speak up.
I don't know that next year we're going to have a huge lack of journalism classes, but I think if we don't fix it, within 5 or 10 years, Arkansas is going to look very, very different.
Turner says he's meeting with the board of the Arkansas Student Press Association next week to discuss their next course of action. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
According to minutes from the Arkansas Department of Education board meeting, where the new accreditation standards were approved, 4% of Arkansas high school students were taking journalism at the time of the department's review of required course offerings. Senator Bart Hester also says while journalism classes are getting the most attention, the Legislative Council also voted to not require other courses either. The one he mentioned, Ozarks at Large, was physics.